We'll talk all things NHL, Vegas expansion, and much more. Dave Pagnotta from the Fourth Period joins us. Dave, how you doing?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Who would be your vote for greatest pest of all time in the NHL?
Oh, man. I think Darius Kasparaitis has to be up there.
Oof, yeah. He was cheap. Yeah, going Ulf Samuelsson. I like the defensemen. They were different, right? They were cheap shot arts.
Oh. Well, that's kind of what you want in a pest. He's got to get under everybody's skin.
Yeah, for sure. To me, the best skilled pest, Patty Verbeek, 522 goals and almost 3,000 penalty minutes. That's not bad. He definitely knew how to. And we looked it up. He had 47 tilts in his career between preseason, NHL, and the playoffs. So he was not a guy who got his penalties by racking up fighting majors by any stretch of the imagination. Dave, before we get to the playoffs, there's lots of speculation about expansion and how it's going to impact, especially with the expansion draft rules. The player awards are in Vegas on the 22nd of June. From a strictly PR standpoint, they want the players' awards to be the news, so I don't think there would be an announcement then. I could see it happening possibly even the day before or a few days before. Do you think the NHL is going to announce they're going to Vegas before the free agency calendar starts July 1st?
I think so. I mean, that's what everything has kind of been indicating. I talked to a few people with the league today just to kind of get an update on how the whole process has been going. They say there's nothing new to report. They're still doing everything internally. The one more telling thing to me is that they haven't updated the board of directors yet on any of the recommendations from the executive committee, which, I mean, it could simply be a formality at this point for at least one of the clubs, so at least the potential of Las Vegas. But all signs kind of point to that definitely happening. Quebec City is the one that's kind of in limbo at this stage. Kind of a 50-50 odds maker at this point. But in terms of next month's NHL awards, the last possible date for the Stanley Cup final is June 18th. It looks like they're going to be ending prior to that as a game seven. So I would suspect perhaps the 20th or 21st to be some kind of announcement. If they are in fact going to say yes to Vegas, you'd probably be looking at that as where they're doing it. Cause it's two separate venues that they have things kind of set up for in Las Vegas for the awards. The show happens at the Hard Rock Casino, but all of the additional activity is happening at the Encore and Wynn, where they had the awards in the past. So they're spreading things out around the city. Maybe they're going to have some kind of announcement at MGM where they had the awards last year. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it would make sense. Do you think only one, though? Like, there's no chance Quebec's going to be announced, like two in a row, right?
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me either way. I don't think they will say, if it's strictly Vegas, I don't think the league will come out and say they're saying no to Quebec City right now. I think they're going to twist it, if they are not moving to both markets, that they would twist it in a way of, we're still doing our due diligence, still trying to understand if Quebec City's a market that can sustain a team at this stage, yada, yada, yada. But it wouldn't surprise me if they came out and said, yeah, this is both going to happen. A lot of people have speculated Seattle remains a factor, or has remained a behind-the-scenes factor for the National Hockey League. And while that is true to an extent, the fact that earlier this month, the city council had their votes on the kind of remodeling part of the city to accommodate an NHL facility, that was denied. So at no point in the near future do they have a new NHL-ready facility or NBA-ready facility that they're going to plan to build in the near future. So that took a bit of a hit from Seattle's hopes of getting an NHL team anytime soon, or even NBA team. So I think that's weighed in a little bit for the National Hockey League. And clearly we'll have a better understanding in the coming weeks. But if they turn around and say, hey, we're going yes and moving all into both Las Vegas and Quebec, wouldn't surprise me one way or another.
Do you think the fact that the NFL right now is apparently considering moving Oakland to Las Vegas has any bearing on the NHL and their thoughts of expansion there?
Yes and no. I know they really, really, really want to be the first major sports league to have a franchise in that market. They've wanted for a long time. And believe me, they've done a ton of groundwork, a ton of due diligence. The fact that, things are kind of moving in that direction from the potential you know, from an arena standpoint that they have over there, to, you know, getting the locker rooms ready, to having signs that say, you know, NHL locker room and or hockey locker room, or however they have it. I think the NHL definitely wants that to happen. I believe MLS has been looking at a franchise, or have approved a franchise to expand there. And this happened in and around last year when that kind of was taking place. So in and around the same time, the league was looking at Vegas as an expansion market. But in terms of the top four major sports leagues in North America, I know the league definitely wants to be first. It's got to make sense. But I think they've certainly eyed this as a tip of the cap kind of thing for them, and a pat on the back to be the first potential, you know, franchise of a major sports league to be in Vegas and house a team there as early as, you know, 2017-18.
The expansion draft rules, we know that players who have a no movement clause need to be protected. No trade clause, likely not. That's totally different. Mm-hmm. Are you expecting any other unexpected twists, or all the stuff that's being leaked out there as far as you can go with, up to 11 players or 9, depending on which ones you want to protect? That's basically going to be the status quo, and we'll go from there.
As far as I can tell, yeah, that's pretty much it. There was a lot of hope that the no movement clauses would be above and beyond what's there, but obviously, you know, it's not fair for some teams to have more than others. But that's really been the only other factor that's come into play. Now, I do suspect we're going to see a lot of activity once this all comes to fruition and the league says, yes, we're doing this officially. I expect there to be a significant amount of activity between now and, you know, next summer when they have the draft, and going in past years, you know, when the league expanded back in the late 90s and early 2000, the expansion draft happened, I believe it was the day before the NHL draft. So they might, you know, this gives them another opportunity to do kind of a big hoopla presentation for it, get some TV ratings associated with it, and get some more sponsorship dollars. However, they're going to, you know, milk more dollars coming into the league, which is certainly a good thing for them. They want to make this kind of a spectacle. So, I mean, I expect that to happen. But in terms of the rule changes and anything that's going to kind of sideswipe everybody, I think they're pretty much set at this stage. And what's public that's out there right now is pretty much the way everyone's kind of, you know, looking at it and maneuvering their rosters and maneuvering their planning going into this offseason and next.
Dave Pagnotta from the Fourth Period joins us. Dave, Penguins get right back in the series last night. Sidney Crosby, overtime winner, 40 seconds in to overtime. Stralman makes his return back to the lineup, and now everybody awaits Steven Stamkos and maybe even Ben Bishop. What's the latest you're hearing on those two?
With regards to Stamkos, I think that the safe bet, as safe a bet as you can make it, is a game four return for him. They obviously want to make sure that they've, you know, looked over every possibility and to make sure he's 100% healthy and can be 100% healthy to return. But my indication was that they're eyeing game four as a realistic return date for him if he gets the full, you know, clean slate, everything is good to go. He's got the bill of health, and everything is kosher. Then I think game four is the indication there. Ben Bishop's the weird one. It's interesting. You know, he went down, ton of pain. He thought he broke his leg or his knee. I'm not sure how they kind of go about this one. They've got Vasilevsky's effectively the goalie of the future for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So this is, you know, you don't want to use this as an opportunity to showcase the guy as the next, you know, the next goalie between the pipes for your team. But if he plays well, and he played well last night, then you kind of, you know, can let him continue to ride the hot hand as Bishop kind of gets back into the groove and back into full practice mode and everything. I suspect Vasilevsky would play game three, and then see how things kind of progress from there from Bishop's standpoint.
If Vasilevsky continues to play well, or you know, Bishop is a little bit slower coming back and maybe navigates this team through this series, do you see there being any future goaltending controversy heading into the Cup final potentially?
Well, I mean, if he's riding the hot hand, if John Cooper wants to go that route, it wouldn't really surprise me. And you know, more so from the fact that if your goalie is absolutely lights out for you, you don't want to put somebody in that's a little cold at this stage. And this is a similar situation that Pittsburgh's now having. And questioning what they need to do in the event that, you know, if Matt Murray starts to be a little shaky, what happens here with Marc-Andre Fleury? Now, he's been practicing and he's, you know, technically ready to go. So what, you know, and he would certainly have been out a significantly longer period of time than that of Bishop. But both teams are kind of looking at this wondering, well, when's the best approach? What do we do here now at this point to put in our season starter and not affect anything that goes on with the rest of the club? And, you know, you don't want to mess up the mindset of guys. You don't want to mess up anybody's confidence. Now, both teams are certainly confident in whichever goalie kind of comes out there, but you want to make sure that you're 100% certain that whoever you're putting up between the pipes for your club is somebody that the team knows they can rally around and have full confidence in moving forward. I think Pittsburgh is inching closer to that, to knowing that, it, hey, if Murray looks a little shaky, again, then we've got Marc-Andre Fleury that we can slot in at this point and be ready to roll. For Tampa, if they do get past Pittsburgh and move into the Stanley Cup final and Vasilevskiy is absolutely lights out, I don't see why there's any reason to put Ben Bishop in because of that, unless you start to see a little bit of shit. Even if they win the first game, but Vasilevskiy doesn't look 100%, then you can kind of justify going back to Bishop. But I think when it comes to the playoffs, if your goalie's hot, let him stay hot as long as you can.
And one last one for you, Dave. The Edmonton Oilers, worst-kept secret in sports, they need to improve the right side of their defense. Who do you think is the best option / most realistic option for them this offseason?
Going back to the expansion talk from earlier, I think a lot of what's going to happen then is going to dictate what a lot of teams do and what a lot of teams are going to make available, whether it's, you know, teams that are going to be poking at Winnipeg and saying, hey, you know, you've got Byfuglien back there now. You've got him locked in. You've got some other guys you need to sign. Scheifele's going to command a big deal, and so is Jacob Trouba. How available is Jacob Trouba, and what is he going to bring, you know, in terms of potential return for the Winnipeg Jets? There are going to be some teams that are going to be looking at this, whether it's, you know, him, Brodin out of Minnesota. There are going to be other players that we're going to start to hear become available, you know, so to speak, depending on the right deal, but guys that teams would now consider moving depending on how they're going to shape their roster for next season going into a potential expansion draft. They want to stay competitive, but at the same time, they've got to keep an eye on the future. And this is why the next, you know, 12, 13 months are going to be pretty entertaining in terms of what could be available and what type of movement we're going to see. I think right now, to be perfectly honest, it's just too early to determine who could be available for Edmonton, who could be available for other teams. It's not the greatest answer that you may want, but I think we're going to start to have a clearer picture as soon as it's determined whether or not the league is expanding one or two teams or even none. But I suspect at the very least we'll have Vegas in there, and that'll determine what teams are going to end up doing.
Dave, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the remainder of the playoffs.
All right, thanks. You guys too.